Praise the Lord. Dear friends, in order to express God's protection through images, the Bible uses various images. Today we take one of those images, that is the rock. The Lord is my rock. I read from Psalm 31, verses 2 and 3. Incline your ear to me, rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me. You are indeed my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Take me out of the net that is hidden for me, for you are my refuge. Be a rock of refuge for me, praise the psalmist. The Lord is presented as a fortress and also as a rock. Fortress is a place of refuge, security and protection. And when that fortress is built on a rock, it is more safe and stronger. The rock is a place of refuge. Bible uses the image of rock for various reasons. The rock is a symbol of stability, strength. It is in this way Jesus spoke about the person who built a house on the rock. The house that is built on a rock will stand, withstand earthquakes and storms and heavy floods. The house that is built on a rock will last. Strength and resistance, that is a rock. So the one who builds on the Lord will stand steady. The Lord is a strong foundation. The rock is also a place of protection, especially high rock. It is said, the Lord will place me on a rock, on the top of a rock. And it is said, the horses cannot run on a rock. And people also cannot run on a rock if the rock is especially slippery. So the one who stands on the rock will be safe from attacks of enemies. Horsemen, chariots, or individual footmen, none of them can approach a person standing high on a rock. So this image is transferred to the Lord, saying, the Lord is my rock in whom I take refuge. Any enemy that assails me will fail to defeat me. We are under siege by various threats of the enemies, various temptations, and all these temptations come from the powers of evil, be it greed or fear, whatever complexes, and also threat to our physical and spiritual life. Whatever the threats we are under, as long as we are standing on the rock, that is the Lord, we are safe. In the Old Testament, there is a rock mentioned in the chapter 16 of the book of Exodus, which the Lord asked Moses to strike. And from that rock flow water in the desert. So the rock that gave water in the desert became a symbol of God's protection and sustenance. In the rabbinic literature, this rock is represented as God, and it is said that this rock was following the people of Israel all through their journey through the desert. This image Paul has taken up in the letter to the Corinthians, first letter to the Corinthians chapter 10 verse 4, and showing that this rock in fact was Jesus. It is Jesus who gives the living water. The rock that gave waters to the people in the desert symbolized Jesus, who was to give the living water from his open side, pierced side, came the water that represents the Holy Spirit. The water and blood that flow from the side of the Lord represents the Holy Spirit, the rock that gives the streams of living water, the Spirit. So as long as we take refuge in this rock, is the Lord, we'll be safe. We'll be safe forever. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. That is Psalm 62:6. He is my fortress. As long as I am in him, with him, I am safe. So take refuge in this rock and thank the Lord for being our protection. Amen.